Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Colombia.
It's that time of the week again, folks. It's me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Bogota, Colombia. And this is episode 138 of Colombia Calling, and we'll have Dani Barragán on the show a little bit later. We're talking to her and this new online platform called Spuntano.com, and she's involved in that. She's the host for the Bogota chapter, and it's all about bringing people together. It's all about getting foreigners, expats, locals, whomever, all together, you know, with similar interests and, you know, bringing a greater warmth to this city. So I'm all behind this this kind of enterprise here in Bogota, and that's why we wanted her on the show, to get it right while it's fresh and new, and to be able to publicize this with those of you out there perhaps thinking of coming to Colombia, or having arrived in Colombia and perhaps not having the biggest social group that you might, you know, might have expected by this time. So anyway, Spuntano.com might be just for you. So you'll just stay listening to this show and we will reveal how you can get involved and hear a little bit more about this project. It's pretty exciting. It's exciting. There are things going on in Bogota now. There are things going on in Colombia in general that feel like we're, you know, pushing forward in a more sort of open-armed fashion towards accepting foreigners, because people are always saying to me now, oh, there are so many foreigners in Bogota, but it's nowhere near the numbers that we have in or we can find in neighboring countries like Ecuador. So if you were in Quito, you'd see foreigners all over the place. If you're in Lima, additionally, of course, not to mention the major Brazilian cities, Colombia has been far behind in that that respect, for obvious reasons. Of course, the conflict and the security situation have always played up. So previously, you only really had ambassadorial employees and those involved with multinationals, and they would drive around in chauffeur-driven and armored cars, you know, with bulletproof windows that go to and from work and their, I guess, clubs, because those would be the secure places. But now we have a different situation where you can't swing a cat in Chapinero and not see another foreigner. When I was here in 1998 for the first time, I mean, you'd see another foreigner on the street and you would stop them to talk to them because it was so unusual. Now it's not as unusual. We see foreigners all over the place, and Colombians coming back to discover their country too, which is perhaps one of the most exciting developments in this sort of, let's say, new era for Colombia, because we're pushing forward. Although there remain plenty of issues to deal with in regarding security and the politics and the conflict and how this is all going to come to, as with the post-accord situation, post-conflict situation, the need for more hard currency in Colombia to pay for a post-conflict, post-accord situation. But all the same, things are moving forward. You know, I may get cynical at times and I may be quite negative, but at the same time, we have to take it all in our stride after 50 years of grave injustices and problems in Colombia. Maybe, just maybe, we're coming out the other side of this. Maybe Colombia is the place to be. And well, I'm here, of course, and I'll continue to report on all of this, and, you know, both positive and negative and whatsoever. But, you know, it's all about telling the stories as they are, and perhaps, you know, tapping into a market that may not be covered in the mainstream press. That's why we're here. Now, my other little thing just to mention is I'm considering launching an annual magazine, Columbia Calling, and I've been reaching out to designers and to the printing community as well to see what kind of cost that would entail, because I'm thinking of doing it on crowdfunding, because otherwise it would be a vast expense out of my own pocket, and especially this time when I'm renovating an apartment. But I'm thinking of doing that. I'd love to hear back from some of you, or as many of you as possible, what you think about that, a really a high quality collector's item, sort of an edition that is has beautiful photography and long form journalism, not only journalism but also fiction, but from people here in Colombia in English, you know, telling again the story of Colombia and what's going on. It would be a magazine that would be very much in the same vein as Columbia Calling, the radio show as well. What would you think about an annual magazine just to reach out and have something actually tangible in your hands? I'd love to hear back from you. I'm thinking of contacting some photographer friends I know and some designers as well to see if they can participate. The other issue is I want to pay the writers and the contributors in it, you know, in terms of the artwork, the design, photography. I want to pay them. Maybe not as much as, let's say, the New Yorker would pay, but of course I want to pay them, because in this day and age where, you know, pay is slipping out of control in terms of its decreasing. But I'd like to set something up that I think that, you know, leaves a lasting legacy for Columbia Calling. So I'd like to hear back from you about this. So you can get in touch. That's columbiacalling@gmail.com. Our website, columbiacallingradio.com. We're on Twitter, Columbia Calling, and Facebook. So you can get in touch with me via all those means. So we're going to take a quick short break, and we'll be back with Danny Barragan, and I hope to hear from some of you in this coming week or a couple of weeks to hear your feedback and thoughts about it, you know, an actual physical annual magazine, Columbia Calling. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening. And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, and we're here, episode 138, in the leafy environs of La Castaña Cafe, which is on the Calle 57, that's 57th Street and about 6th Avenue, here in Chapinero, a favorite place of mine, because great empanadas, good coffee, nice ambience. And so if there's any background noise, it'll be the wind through the trees, it'll be the dogs barking as they walk past, maybe a little bit of traffic, but it's a really nice place to spend some time and hang out. Good place that people like. And I'm here, episode 138, with Dani Barragan, who is a Colombiana. She is a Bogotana, which is great because we get to talk about Bogota in its true sense. And we want to talk about this new project that she's spearheading here in Bogota called Spuntano.com. But first, I'm going to say, welcome, Dani. Welcome on Columbia Calling.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for inviting me.
You're most welcome. It's always special to have Colombians on the show, because people tend to think that this is out there for expats and foreigners. But no, I get a big Colombian following of the show, and it's really important to me to get Colombians who speak English on the show and to share their love of their city and their country with the listeners. So this is what you're here to do today.
Thank you.
Now tell me about yourself. You're 27 years old, but you were living abroad for a couple of years in Barcelona, and you came back to Colombia in December 2014. What were you doing in Barcelona?
I was living there for 2 years, as you say. I was working and studying. I did my master in business, which is crazy because I'm a microbiologist. You know, it's a career. My bachelor was in science.
Yeah.
And I was like, my personality is more like business and like communications. So I did my master. And yes, I'm back.
So, you know, as you say, you are an extroverted person. You want to do business because previously, microbiology is quite introverted. It's quite scientific. You're in the what do they call them? You're in the clinics. You're in the experiments and so
laboratory.
On. Laboratory. That's the word I want. But I don't see you doing that. I don't see you in the laboratory. I see you out talking to people.
Yeah, there are different kind of microbiologists, I think, like like me, like the others. But what I find like interesting is that the microbiologist is a person that is able to see that little things and make them bigger, like bigger things.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Now, tell me about microbiology here in Colombia. Is there a big market for microbiology?
There are lots of markets, but unfortunately, here in Colombia, this career is kind of new. And many people still don't know what is microbiology. So that's why when people is trying to find a job, it takes time. It's a bit difficult. Some of the microbiologists have really good positions, and sometimes others they don't. But which is good is that the career is like getting more known now.
Yeah.
For example, in the food industry, in chemistry industry, environmental industry, and researching and different kinds of
experiments. Excellent. And you are actually working at the moment. You have a job in microbiology here.
Yeah, I work as consultant in food quality.
Yeah.
Currently, we are helping the companies to get certifications to export.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting because we are working with them very close, and the people, the companies are learning a lot about the enormous policies and aspect that they need to enter to a new market.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're very like strict.
It's strict, and of course it should be strict. Of course, any exportation of food goods. Now, what specifically are these companies exporting?
It's panela.
It's panela, yeah. So unrefined sugarcane.
Know panela. You like panela?
Of course I do. I like limonade panela.
Yeah. It's very Colombian, so if you guys are coming to Colombia, you need to try panela. You can try agua panela. It's like hot water with panela.
Yeah, it's like a sweetened.
And our mother, when you're sick in Colombia, your mother always gives you agua panela with lemon. It's very Colombian, so you need to try. And if it's cold, it helps to the thirsty.
Yeah, definitely. Now, where are you looking to? Where are these companies looking to export the panela?
In countries like in the States, in Asia, different countries.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a product that is new.
Yeah.
So it's like has had big potential.
Yeah, and all of this produce will be organic?
Okay, there are different kinds, like organic and not organic.
Okay.
But yeah, we are working on both.
It's tough. I mean, it's all a process, isn't it? It's a process of getting these things. But and that's how to, you know, to grow. It's the international market. I mean, that's the truth of it, really, isn't it? So, very exciting to be part of that. Very exciting. I see. I like that. I like that. And so, hang on. So before we get on to Spuntano, I want to ask you, because I like talking about Colombians who return to their country. I have a lot of listeners who have either been adopted from Colombia and have lived abroad. You are not one of these cases, but you are a Colombian who's lived abroad for a couple of years. How was it coming home? How was it? Was it difficult to come back from Barcelona?
Okay, I was living my entire life here before my trip. But yes, it was a bit difficult. Why? Well, in Spain or Europe, like let's talk bigger. In Europe, you see like many differences, like the way you transport, the way you talk, the way you do whatever you want without being like criticized.
Yeah.
So everything is different. And when I came back, it was a bit difficult because also when I was living there, it was like something about the time. Yeah. Like meeting the people at 20, and there it was 20.
Yeah,
and that's really nice because you don't lose time. You don't lose time, and here it's like, okay, let's meet at 20, and it's like 20, 10, 20, 20.
Yes.
It's like, where are you?
Yeah,
it's very like the culture is a bit different, but I miss my home. Colombia is awesome. I cannot compare. Like every country I visit is really awesome. Yeah, but come back here was a bit difficult, like transportation and things like that. But still, I know that in my country we have many opportunities that we can just develop, and I really like to come back.
That's
at the beginning, it was a bit difficult, but now at this point, I really like it.
But that's what we like to hear, is that Colombians, let's say, learning a skill overseas and coming back and applying it, let's say an international skill, but applying it to a Colombian setting, which is important, There is so much to do here in Colombia.
Yeah.
There is so much to do. So I think it's great that you should come back, and I know you've got various projects about which we will talk later, because you do seem like a very busy person, so I'm very happy that you're on the show, that you've got time to be able to talk to us. And in the 2 years that you were away, when you came back to Bogota, did you see change, lots of change?
I saw the metro, no.
Yeah, let's not joke about the metro. I honestly don't believe that's ever going to be made. It's one of the few things I'm really negative about. I just don't believe there'll ever be a metro in Bogota.
Yeah, it's so sad.
So you saw the metro, yes. Good joke.
It was a joke, a bad joke. I saw changes. Like, for example, in Bogota, before, when I was living here, just the normal buses.
Uh-huh.
And now when I came back, there are the blue buses.
Yeah.
They are part of the system, the system of transportation here. And they are connecting like the Transmilenio stations with another neighborhoods. And this is really good, and applications. The people is more now into technology.
Yeah, and that's a big passion of yours as well, technology.
Yeah,
but that's right. I mean, that's one of the things you can tell. You can sign into an app which will tell you when the next Transmilenio or bus is coming.
Yeah.
And it's true, it will happen.
That's normally in another country, like in New York, in Beijing, in Berlin, in different countries, different cities.
Mm-hmm. You don't expect it in Bogota, no?
Before it wasn't here. And now it is a possibility. You can just download an application and you can make it. And now I see the differences, like people before, like in the past, they didn't trust in the technology. Mm-hmm. They were always like afraid to be stolen.
Have their phone stolen.
Their data of their cars everything. People was like more into, they didn't trust because the story of the country and the security. But it's getting better now. The people use Uber. Use another applications like Rappi, different.
Yeah.
That you need to trust them, and the people is like now believe more in technology, and it's part of our real life.
Yeah, but we have a let's say a younger generation coming through, so which is growing up with technology, so we should choose it. And I want to, which brings me to the nice sort of talk, what we're going to talk about more on this show is you have this new, I guess it's a startup really, isn't it? It's called spoontano.com. Because I wanted to ask you, in the 2 years you were away, Bogota has had a revolution in its restaurants. I mean, there really has been a culinary, the culinary horizon of Bogota has been broadened immensely. I mean, look where we are now in this great little cafe that didn't exist 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Up the road, there's a place called Hippie. Over there, there's another place. And there's Salvo Patria, which are all excellent restaurants and stuff. This wasn't the case before. So now you are tapping into that with Spuntano. Can you tell my listeners, what is Spuntano?
Well, Spuntano is a platform that allows the people to connect to new people in the city. How is this? It's like you are new in the city or you are a local, but you wanna meet new people and it's not easy because the city is big, because you don't have enough friends here, you are new in the city, or you just came back from living abroad, as was my case, and you don't feel like having too much friends. So you want to find a new way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Spuntano, we do that. Okay. We work in bring you like the experience to meet new people, strange people, people that you have never met before, and that's great.
I think rather than saying strange people, we'll say people who are strangers.
Yeah.
Strange people implies they might be a little bit odd. They might be odd, but I hope not. There's no way of promoting Spuntano.
No.
But I think that's excellent. I think because it's not an easy city at the beginning. in which to make friends or perhaps to get connected to locals. Colombians are incredibly friendly and they'll help you out with anything, but making that next step into real friendships can be, you know, can be a little bit daunting. And equally for Colombians meeting foreigners, you know, and actually foreigners who are living here. We're not just talking about the fluid community of travelers or anything, the people who are living here. So this is a quite an exciting project that you've got going on. I think now those people who want to look at the website, that's spoontano.com, exactly as it sounds, spelled exactly as it sounds. Now we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and continue talking to Dani Barragan about Spoontano so we can get into a bit more of the theory behind it and why it was made and who it's attractive for and to. But we'll take a short break and we'll be right back after this publicity break now. So this is episode 138 with me, your host, Richard Bacall. I hope you're enjoying the show. Don't go away. And we're back. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard Bacall. We're here in La Castaña Cafe, Great Empanadas, in the Calle 57 with Sexta, well, between 5th and 6th, something like that, here in Chapinero. And that's why you've got a little bit of interference, but it adds to the ambience. So I'm here with Dani Barragan, and we've been talking about her life. We've been talking about how she came back from Barcelona. She holds a master's in business studies, but an undergraduate degree in microbiology. Imagine that. I can't see her in a white lab coat. I can't see her in this. But anyway, we're talking about her new project because she's one of the founding members.
A co-founder
of this platform called Spoontano.com, which is designed to sort of engage locals with foreigners, foreigners with locals, in small dinner parties at a certain date, at a certain time. And well, I was looking at the website, Dani. Maybe you can help me with this.
Yeah.
Now, I see you have dinners in Frankfurt, Luxembourg, Amsterdam, Stockholm, London, Budapest, Zurich, Milan, Ho Chi Minh, and Bogota. Now, I don't expect the Ho Chi Minh in there, Bogota, but it's largely Eurocentric. It's European countries. Most of the founders are from those countries?
Yeah, the founder is based in Switzerland.
Okay.
Yeah, he's Marco and his girlfriend. They started the project like with the idea because they have the situation. They had the situation that I had as well. They were living in another city and they came back to the country, and it was like, okay, something is missing, and it's missing. We need to develop something new where the people can just meet new people, like open mind, easy going, like relax people, but with great backgrounds, like professional, different stories.
But I understand this, and so you. People sign up online, on your website, spoontano.com. It's very easy to use, very clear. This is very important for websites. And you try and put people together who have similar interests, is that right, or similar backgrounds?
Okay, we are trying to connect people with different backgrounds, but with similar interests.
Yeah.
It's not easy for many people like to think, okay, let's meet with a person that I never met before.
Yeah.
So what we have all in common is that every person is just meeting like with they already know that they are open mind and they are ready to explore something different, and that's why we have in common. Also, we have in a platform a forum where the people tell us a bit about them. For example, their names, their nationalities, and also another details like when they have time. But for example, it's important to know that they have a space where they can feel some interest they have. So for the city managers in the different cities, they can just see like the what they have in common, and we can make a match.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Now, you've had one set of dinners so far, and that was in February.
Yeah.
And so in all of these different 10 cities, the dinners take place on the same dates, right? So it's like there's this awesome synchronicity of dinners. So I saw that in February 2016, there were 60 dinners in 10 cities. How do people pay for these dinners? Because this is not a free dinner.
No, it's not. But we are organizing this. The people that is joining our dinners, it's for free. The people pay what they consume at the restaurant.
Okay.
So at the beginning it was like that in the most of the cities. And now the concept is a bit different in some cities. Mm-hmm. For example, in some cities that where PayPal is available, we have arranged a menu fixed menu with the restaurant. For example, 16 euros in Luxembourg, where the people can get like a main course, a drink, like they have the same menu for vegetarians or for like normal food with meat. And in this city, for example, in Bogota, we still don't have the PayPal payment, but we have another kind of solution with the people pay here, but we are motivating the people to join us. Like we already have a restaurant that is really good. I've been there and love the restaurant. It's a surprise, I cannot tell the name yet. Yeah, but the restaurant is offering something great for our guests.
Oh really? So
yeah,
they're getting involved. They like your concept.
Yeah, they are very open, and the people is like the owners are really, they believe in this project. They already know that this is a need of the people. They have seen people just sitting alone.
Yeah.
And they want people, the world being smaller.
Yeah, the world.
And they are helping us. Yeah.
That's excellent that someone's got involved, that some people are now, you know, let's say interested in already in what you did. Now, you had five lunches, or five dinners, was it, in February here in Bogota?
Yeah.
And each one was full?
Yeah, okay. We had like an average of six people per dinner.
Mm-hmm.
There were like three dinners that were full and two others that weren't full.
Mm-hmm.
But still people, we still are working to bring to our customers, to our guests, the best experience, and we are working on it. But what we learned is that the people was very excited.
Yeah.
At the end of the dinner, well, the people was like, thank you for bringing this concept. I really enjoyed the dinner. And that kind of comments, not just in Bogota, in the other cities. And the people is looking forward for the next round of dinners.
Excellent. So people, one second. So people are excited for the next round. You're going to get some of the same people signing up again.
Okay, people is saying that there are people, new guests, that are coming to this round.
Mm-hmm.
But we are not sure if they are going to meet again. Mm-hmm. We are working in this. But the idea is the people to know, to meet new people.
Yeah.
Also, we are planning something maybe at the end of the week. We can plan something for all the people that is joining. But the idea is the people to meet and maybe re-meet.
Yeah,
yeah, we are working in this.
Now, tell me what kind of, when on the full dinners, so when you had six people, what kind of age group was there? Or do you try and put people of the same ages?
Our main target is people around their 30s.
Yeah.
But we had in the last dinner, the last round, people from 25 until 40, 45.
Okay.
But it's people that is really open mind, that they enjoy the company of people that have traveled, that live here forever, that have been living here, and they have really nice stories to share. And we have like many diverse groups.
Mm-hmm, cool. And what kind of professions did they come from? What kind of jobs?
Yeah, they're different, like lawyers,
Teachers, lawyers,
communicators.
Uh-huh. And what kind of, aside from Colombians, what international people did you have?
In Colombia we had many people from different nationalities.
Yeah.
I had people from the States.
Yeah.
Really nice, like girls and men. Also had people from Switzerland, from Australia, from Mexico, from Ecuador.
Very cool.
Yeah, and Colombians as well. I'm very happy to see that Colombians are open with this as well. And because we are here in our country and we need to discover it. And it's really nice to the people to have the chance to meet new people and share our culture with them. And they are, thanks, I already knew about our vanilla. No, they really enjoy to mix with the local. And we enjoy to meet with locals, and expats.
you made a really important point there, is about Colombians exploring their own country.
Yeah.
That's a really important point, because up until recently, let's say, it's been cheaper to go to Miami or to Quito or to Orlando than it has been to travel in Colombia.
Yeah.
Colombia is not not the cheapest place to travel, let's say. You know, it's now, with the dollar being where it is, it's a lot more affordable, but it was never really, let's say, and so Colombians would rather, you know, let's get their US visa, maybe visit family in Miami and so on. And so I am starting to see this new appreciation for Colombia by Colombians themselves. So I think you're also tapping into that. And you made that comment right now, which I think is really important, because, you know, when I first moved here full-time in 2007, I would never have thought that I would be doing some of the things that I'm doing now. Some of the people I met who lived up in, let's say, Cedritos, the furthest south in the city they would ever go was La Javeriana University, so let's say the 41st Street or 39th Street. You know, they didn't really... The image was that the Candelaria was incredibly dangerous, that there's nothing down there. But now with new restaurants and new security and new renovations, Colombians are beginning to explore their own city, which has also been seen and been demonstrated by two incredibly popular activities downtown. The bicycle tour, taken by Mike, the American journalist, and the graffiti tour, taken by Crisp. And you know, these are the two top things that people do. And I've seen Colombians signing up for them because they've started to explore downtown again, which for me is like, it's a Colombians reclaiming a bit of their culture, a bit of their city, which is important, and especially at this time where the Colombian identity is under such, it's under the microscope. It's a good word for you, a microbiologist, but it's under the microscope because as we're in this political situation that we're in, we won't delve into this deeper because it's not a political discussion today. But as we're in this political situation, and I say we because I live here and I have a Colombian child now. The Colombian identity is very much, we have to discover what it is. What is a Colombian identity? So you, with Spuntano and engaging Colombians, not only Colombians and foreigners, and not only foreigners, but also Colombians, are helping this investigation, this research into what it means to be from Bogota, because you're doing it here in Bogota.
Yeah.
So I think that's very exciting indeed. I'm happy to have you on the show because I like getting people on the show who do things.
And there is something really nice as well, that people is joining to our dinners, Colombians, they really like it, the concept. And now the Colombians, they are really, I really like it. They are speaking another languages as well.
Yeah.
They are very curious, like they speak English, Portuguese, some of them speak French, German, and they feel like really comfortable when they go to talk to another persons in another languages about our country.
Now tell me, at the moment your dinners are for six people, are you going to expand that to bigger groups?
Okay, it depends. If we have more people in the restaurant that I have already, we have space maybe for more, but the concept and the promise is that the people is joining in a table with six people.
Uh-huh.
Maybe there will be a bit more, but the idea is to have a table where the people can talk.
Yeah.
Because like a bigger group maybe is not gonna be a bit difficult, a bit easy to talk.
Oh,
the people,
there
will be lots of people, and the idea is the people to connect and talk like easily, like in the corner or the other corner, but the people just talk together.
Yeah,
to make a group conversation.
Six people is perfect. You know, you can talk all together, but if you've got 12 people, then you're gonna it'll end up dividing, won't it? And so you'll be at the same dinner that you may not meet everyone there. So I do like the concept of six people. I think that's very well thought out. I think that's. Tell me something more about these dinners now. So the ones in February, you know, you had February certain dates. When are the ones in May? Because I know you have. It's right. It's May 17th. Is that right?
Dinners are gonna be in May. The 16th to 20th of May, and we hope to connect more than 450 people in the whole project in Spuntano.
At one restaurant over the 5 days.
Probably, each city managers like has different deals with different restaurants in our city in Bogota. We are gonna make the dinners in the same restaurant, which is the idea. To help the restaurant to brand it with our international guests and with our local guests, And also, we want to the people to have a nice experience so the restaurant can focus in this group of people, our guests, and they will have like the best attention, the best service. That's the idea.
Now, so across the world, you're looking at 450 people.
We are expecting, yeah.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of organizing.
Yeah, but you know, like in the first round, we had 300 sign-ups.
Yeah.
It was the first round, the first voice we made. Mm-hmm. And now the people already have heard something about Spuntano.
Yeah.
And what? Now we've seen the differences. Like in the first round, the first call to join us, there were more like sign-ups than before. Yeah. So that's why we expect to more people to join us.
I think it will be a great success. So the dinners are in May, remember?
16th to 20th.
May 16th to 20th. So the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th and the 20th of May, there will be dinners here in Bogota or in those other 9 cities that I mentioned. Now, when are you going to open up in other cities in Colombia?
Well, we are always very open to receive new people to join us. So if any of you is interested, you can just get in touch. We are always looking for new cities and different cities, different countries, different continents. We already have 3 continents. We are looking for the 4th and the 5th.
But I can, because I can see this being a real success, for example, in Medellin, in Cali.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe Cartagena, but Cartagena is a more touristic city.
A more touristic, yeah, but Medellin, absolutely.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, but what would be the prerequisites for, if you were going to be the host, what do you need to have to be the host?
To be the host.
Yeah, so you're like, you are the host.
Okay.
You're the hostess or the host here in Bogota. What would the person in Medellin need?
Well, the most important thing that the host need to have is the spirit.
The spirit.
Yeah, because we are talking to people that we need to have this ability to talk to people that we never meet before, mm-hmm. and this spirit of helping the people, because yeah. some of them are new in our cities. They want to have a friend. They want to have a hand, just to talk. You don't know what is gonna happen then, but. The spirit. Also, we are looking for a people that is really passionate about food, because yeah. our project is to meet people around a table while yeah. having a dinner. So we love food. We love eating out. That's why we need like a person that is like very passionate. Like, oh, I discovered a new restaurant. They prepare the rice in this way or the meat. Yeah, something different that they have. They see it. They can see a potential in a place. We are looking for it.
And the idea is also to choose new and exciting restaurants.
Yeah, trendy restaurants.
Trendy restaurants.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I like that. So I'm 39 years old. I'm going to turn 40 this year. That's a secret that not many people know. I probably feel too old.
No?
I'm not too old to come along to these things.
No. Absolutely.
But would I be considered a foreigner or a Colombian? I've been here almost 10 years. Am I a foreigner or am I a Colombian?
I guess you're Colombian.
You're the first person to say it. Thank you so much.
I spoke with you in Spanish, and you're very fluent, and you also have like our words.
That's very Colombian. That's very kind of you to say. So I had to. That was a trick question for you. There.
You're a foreigner with a Colombian heart.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
That's nice.
I am a foreigner with a Colombian heart. I'm going to have to use that. I've been called, this radio station has been called the English voice of Colombia.
Yeah.
So I like that too. So the foreigner with a Colombian heart. I think it's great. And, you know, I really, I'm, at some point when I've got some time, I'm going to sign up for this. But at the moment with a one-year-old baby, time is what I don't have.
Yeah, you know, I understand.
You know, these things. But so I recommend to people, even if you're just coming to Colombia traveling, you know, you can just get to us at spuntano.com. Now, roughly how much does this cost here in Bogota, each dinner? How much does it cost?
Okay, it depends what you order.
Okay, so
but the restaurant that we pick is really good. It's affordable. You can have a really nice meal for an affordable price.
Okay.
So it's not going to be a problem. The food is really delicious and worth it. It's going to be in a place that is called Quinta Camacho.
Yeah.
In Bogota, there are different areas where you can have a dinner. There are like 5 areas, like Quinta Camacho, Zona G, Zona T, others.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in Quinta Camacho, which is a good area because it's well located. So you can get easily from the north, from south, from east, from wherever you are. It's easy.
And Quinta Camacho is lovely as well.
Yeah.
You know, you've got almost, it's bizarre to say it, but they're English-style houses.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a community there, and very green, lots of trees, little cafes and stuff. It's a very nice area to live. If I had all the money in the world, that's where I would live, I think.
Yeah, it's a nice area.
Now tell me, now we'll move on from spoontano.com for a second, because I understand, being the entrepreneurial type, you are also getting involved in Wayuu Mochilas.
Yeah.
So the Wayuu region, the Wayuu people are the original people, let's say the Aboriginal people of the Guajira Desert, which is up in the northeast of the country, bordering Venezuela. And I know that they have Venezuelan citizenship as well as Colombian citizenship. So these Wayuu people, so Guajira people go on like 4x4 journeys up into the desert up there, which is amazing. And the mochilas are these very colorful, very fashionable bags that they make. Now, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, as Colombian that loves my country and loves traveling and loves to meet new people, I want to show to the people what is Colombia, what do we do? What everything. Yeah, the idea is to explore the mochilas, the Wayuu bags, and of course I wanna show to the people who are the Wayuus.
Uh-huh.
Where are they? What they do? Because this region in Colombia seems to be in the forgotten. Yeah.
It's an overlooked region. It's a forgotten region of Colombia.
Yeah.
But there are many regions of Colombia which are forgotten.
Yeah,
regions,
it's true, but
the Guajira is particularly forgotten.
Yeah, and why forgotten? Because they don't have like access to water,
mm-hmm.
which is very sad. Many kids are dying now
mm-hmm.
because they don't have access to water. And the crazy thing is that Guajira has like a really good potential. They have the oleic machines.
Mm-hmm.
They have petrol, they have different things.
Yeah, there's a huge mine. Yeah, the Cerrejón mine for coal, and then there's oil, and like you said, there's the wind power.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. There is money up
there. They're rich, but they are really poor. They are poor. They don't know what is richness.
So the wealth is going elsewhere.
It's going to another cities in Colombia or to another countries in Venezuela, for example, some part of the richness of the region. And what we want to do is to show the people who are the indigenous that live there. They're building some beautiful mochilas, some bags. Each bag is handmade. And each mochila has a story to tell, which is beautiful. If you have one mochila, you are going to have something that no one else is going to have. It's just yours, your design, because it's not produced by machines, industrialists now.
I think this is really important. You know, the Guajira region really needs your help. And so people who are doing these, you know, hopefully these projects, the money will go directly to these communities. And as soon as Dani has her website up, we will be promoting it on the Colombia Calling page, the Facebook page, and on Twitter to ensure that the message gets out there, that there is something good happening, something good. So I don't know when you're going to get time to do all of this with Spuntano,
no,
the mochila bags, and being a private, a freelance consultant in microbiological practices. You're quite a todero, a jack of all trades.
Yeah, that's very Colombian. Todero, yeah. Todero is a person that makes everything.
It does everything. I mean, you've even got time to be here with us today. So listen, we'll wind down the show now and just say thank you very much to Dani Barragan for for being here and telling us about her life and her projects in
Colombia.
Thank
you for inviting me and let me show the people, your listeners, who are we, what are we doing, and I hope you to visit us and join us in our dinners in Spuntano. Even if you are not here, you can join in another cities because we are in 10 cities in Amsterdam, Bogota, Budapest, Frankfurt, Ho Chi Minh, London, Milano, Zurich, so-called, like, Luxembourg.
It's incredible, really. Yeah. It's incredible. And it's been, so in May, will be May 16th to 20th, will be the second round of dinners. And they're in all of those cities that Danny just mentioned. And, of course, like I said, when the YU bags have their website, the mochilas, I will be promoting that for those of you who are looking for early Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But this has been a fun show with a really extroverted and interesting Bogotana, I have to say. I'm always happy to have local people on the show because it really, it branches out and gives me a different aspect to promote about Colombia, because that's what it's all about. We want to keep on pushing out the news about Colombia, you know, pushing it out. Sometimes it's good news, sometimes it's not so good news, but we keep getting the message out there. And so this is a big thank you to Dani Barragan. Check out the website spuntano.com. I've been sitting here with Dani in the Castaña Cafe, and this has been episode 138. I hope you've enjoyed it. So if you want to get in touch, please just get in touch through our website. Thank you again.
Bye. Thank you.